To our familiar passage of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10 is where we have been all year long. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. And we've been going over the theme of stand and withstand in the Lord, ready for battle. Your pages should open up to that very, very easily. And I'm just going to give one final review and challenge for the upcoming year. And then next week we'll be into our new theme for the year, Ephesians chapter 6. Your Bible should open up to that page. If it's not already worn out, amen, it probably will be. And we're going to read verses 10 through 14. And trust the Lord to work as we reflect back on what he's given to us already. Everybody, Ephesians 6:10, say amen.
Amen.
All right, start reading with me in verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Father, thank you so much for what you've given to us. And Lord, as we close out this year, 2017, Lord, we can all look back to the grace of God and the thrill of victories that you've given us over the various obstacles of the year during our spiritual warfare. Lord, we've seen much, and Lord, I'm so thankful that we have the armor of God to protect us, and not once but twice in this passage you've encouraged us to make sure that we put on this armor for spiritual success. God, we're in a battle, not just this year, 2017. This battle will extend into 2018 until you come back to get us. And Lord, it will still happen 7 years after that for those that will be left here on planet Earth. But God, help us as we look back at the grace of God to continue putting on this armor daily, making sure, Lord, we don it and have it ready for the battle that we are to face. We have a formidable foe who is against us, and his weapons are unseen. So we need an unseen armor to help us, and help us, Lord, to continually recognize this is a spiritual battle. This is not one of flesh and blood. So we cannot win it with weapons that we see. It must be the weapons that you have provided in the Word of God. So, Lord, help us now to take this same weaponry from 2017 on into 2018 and be ready for the challenges that we will face. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Now make sure that we have our attention set on thee today, Lord. Arrest us. Holy Spirit, prick us and help us to pay attention, because it is vital coming up in 2018 to stand more so than we did in 2017. We love you and praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. And Miss Natasha has our special this morning.
Life, I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams. When I go to sleep each night, I've had my share of hard times. I wouldn't change them play, and I can see that I've cried some bitter tears. But I felt his arms around me as I faced my greatest fear. I've had more gains than losses, I'm no more joy than hurt, as his grace rolls down upon me undeserved. God's been good. In my life I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams. When I go to sleep each night, though I've had my share of hard times, wouldn't change them if I could go through it all. God's been good.
Amen. I'm sure we can all identify with that song. God has been good in my life. I'm sure he's been good in yours as well. Amen. You know, we can always ask for better, but God has been good. Amen. And I'm sure you would say, well, a preacher, I need more money. I need more of this. I need more of that. And those things may be true, but God knows exactly what we need, and he makes sure that we have what we need. We're embarking upon this brand new year, 2018. We don't know what's going to happen. You know, I look back on this year. We saw Carlene go home to be with the Lord. I mean, we saw, tailors came, the tailors went, jobs came, jobs went. Joe's got a job now. He's going to be leaving here coming up in 2018. We've seen some baptism happen. Amen. With Kelly's here. Tony's here. Great things have happened, Lord, and some not so great things have happened as well. But God has been good through it all, and praise God for it. Amen. And I'm so glad that I can stand here today and look back and say, you know, God's been faithful to me. He's been faithful. He's been faithful all year long, and he's been faithful the years prior to that. And I have no doubt that he will be faithful in 2018. By the way, this could be the year that the Lord Jesus Christ comes back. We always talk about that. This could be the year. It could be. We don't know when it's going to happen. If you look at the Old Testament economy of things, if you've been reading through the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ allowed the children of Israel to go into captivity when they least expected it. When they were at a height of prosperity and they were at a height of religious activity, although it wasn't spiritual, it was religious. Amen. And every time they were taken into captivity, it was always at a time when they really didn't expect it. Amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ could come this year. And I wonder if he were to come, would he interrupt our plans? Amen. Or are we really looking for him to come? Because guess what? He said, at such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Amen. And so we may be so caught up in doing what we're doing that we forget that he's got an agenda. And that agenda involves coming back to get you. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's one of the reasons why I got saved. Amen. So that I can get to go to heaven. We saw so many things happen this year, and decisions were made. Some decisions were for good, some were for bad. And if you're like me, amen, some things turned out good and other things turned out bad. Children are growing up. Alex comes back. He's taller now, amen. The Apontes came back, and I mean, just so many different things have happened. And I want us to keep in mind that, you know, when it comes to the grace of God, there is never a shortage of the grace of God. The armor that we're talking about here is all by the grace of God, and there's never a shortage of the grace of God. What have we been talking about all year? Being able to stand, being able to withstand, having done all to stand, stand therefore. This is the last time you'll see that, but guess what? We still need to stand in the new year. We don't know what's going to happen. Last year at this time, we didn't know that Joe was going to have a job. This time next year, we don't know how many of us are going to have a job, and some of us will not have a job. By the way, this time last year, we didn't know Brother Neil was going to have to resign his work because of heart conditions and come and join us. We just don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to even be here. Amen. I had an MRI on my foot the other day, even trying to figure out what's wrong with this thing. And they said, well, what can't you do? I said, I can't step up on my toe. Guess what? I may never be able to step up on my toe. But this I know, the grace of God is sufficient. This I know, that when I get to heaven, I'll be able to step up on my toe. I'll be able to slam dunk too. Amen. I'll be able to do a whole lot of things. The boys had their rematch against me yesterday. And bum leg and all, they tried their best to take me to the hoop. And I had to pull out all the old man tricks. Nudge them with the bump. Bump them under the basketball. And then turn around on the bum foot and throw it up there. And I actually managed to beat them. Barely. Joshua said it's because he was on a cold streak. That's why I beat him. Amen. And so he wasn't hitting like he was hitting the other day. But you know what? Whether I get my leg back this year or not, I don't know. But there's one thing I do know. I've got a God that's promised me eternal life. And I've got a God that promised to come and get me back. I've got a God that promised he'd take care of me. I got a God that promised me the grace of God. I've got a God that's given me the armor of God. I've got a God that said, I've got all the grace that I'll need for everything. And so I'm not worried about what's going to happen because God is able. And as Tosh just sung about, God has been good to me. Oh, yes, I would like some more things, but guess what? I have what I need. And there's never been a shortage of the grace of God, but you and I can fall short of taking advantage of the grace of God. The armor that we've talked about all year long is purely by the grace of God. Nothing about it comes from us. It's a gift of God's grace and his love. And as we assess our success, all of us have had ups and downs this year, but God's grace has been sufficient and his armor has been sufficient. There's nothing wrong with his shield of faith. There's nothing wrong with the righteousness. There's nothing wrong with the helmet of salvation. There's nothing wrong with any of the spiritual armor. There's nothing wrong with the sword of the spirit. There's nothing wrong with the loins of truth. Nothing wrong with that at all. We just have to put it on. Amen. And our co-workers and our family and our friends have to see it on. And by the way, when we don't have it on, they will notice the difference. And so will we. The key lies in whether or not we have used our armor daily throughout the year as to our success rate or our failure. How did we fare this year overall? Think about the thrills of victories that you experience, but also the agonies of defeat. If we want to have more thrills of victory in 2018, we've got to have the armor on. And we've got to keep it on. And we've got to keep going forward for the Lord Jesus Christ. The answer in 2018 for our spiritual success will be how we wear the armor throughout the year during our spiritual warfare. By the way, you are in a warfare every day of your lives. When you walk into your job, it's a war zone. When you go to the commissary, it's a war zone. When you go to Fry's, it's a war zone. When you go to McDonald's, it's a war zone. When you step into church, it's definitely a war zone. Why? This is where you get to hear the word of God preached, and this is where Satan wants to fight you the toughest. It's not at home.
It's not at your jobs. It's when you walk through these doors. He wants to pit you against your brother. He wants to pit you against your sister. He wants to pit you against the pastor. He wants to pit you against the pastor's wife. He wants to pit you against the assistant pastor and the deacons and the sound men and the nursery workers. He wants to pit you against each other. Why? The battle that we fight is not flesh and blood, and he wants to trick you into thinking it is. Amen. And so this is the area, this is the arena that he fights the toughest. This is the area where you definitely have to have your armor on, because if not, you will get ripped to shreds. And so will I. As we look at this area, just want to reiterate some final thoughts before we go into the new year. Let's review what we're reminded about all year, because as we've seen people go and people come and things happen and good things happen and bad things happen, let me remind you that bad things still happen to good people. You might lose a loved one this year. You might lose a job this year. You might lose your health this year. You might lose a house this year. We were just driving down the road and we saw a bloom of smoke over down Howden. I mean, you could see it plain as day right in the residential area. And I can only assume that there was a house that was on fire down there, because it was right smack dab in the middle of the residential area. And you could see the smoke from here. Who would have thought on December 31st their house would burn down? And maybe some adjacent houses as well. Who would have thought by the time you get home, your house may be burnt down. Your house may be burglarized. Your car may be burglarized. We don't know. We just don't know. But this I do know. I've got an armor that protects me through it all. Now, I don't know what happened with that house. I don't know what caused it. But I do know this. I don't think somebody planned it to happen on December 31st. I don't think that that's the way it goes. Brother Aponte just got a chance to move into a brand new house. I don't think it goes the way, brother, you get the keys and you expect it to be burned down the next day. I don't think it goes like that, does it? No, it doesn't. But you know, those things can happen to us. They can happen. I didn't expect to be having a bum leg going into 2018. But guess what? It had happened. It happened nonetheless. So let's take a final look at these verses and glean the encouragement once again. And we're not going to spend a lot of time going over it, because we did that all year long. And so just want to give you some final thoughts on it. Number one, in verse number 10, and the first part, I want you to notice the enlisted soldiers there. The enlisted soldiers, he says, finally, my brethren. My brethren has the connotation that they are saved, that they have been born again, that somewhere along the line they asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their heart, that somewhere along the line they saw themselves as a sinner, that somewhere along the line they saw themselves on their way to hell. At some place in time, they saw themselves like I saw myself February 3rd, 1991, destitute, in need of a Savior, groping for my religious credentials, saying, look, I've been baptized. Look, I've been to church. Look, I read my Bible. Look, I pray. Look, I'm trying to be good. Look, I'm not as bad as so-and-so. Look at how I've done these things. At some point in our lives, we have had to have gotten to the point where we said, look, I'm undone without Christ. I'm a sinner. I'm destined for hell. I deserve hell. I don't want to go there, though, and I know there's a Savior that'll save me. Amen. We had to get to that point. All of us did. And my friend, if you didn't get to that point, you may not be saved. I'm not saying that you're not, but you may not be. I don't know your heart. But I do know this. The Bible says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. I know this. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I know this. Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. I know that much. And guess what? I had to get to the point where I realized I was lost. These folks in Ephesians, he says, finally, my brethren, the enlisted soldiers, he said, look, unless you're enlisted, unless you're a brother, unless you're a sister, unless you're saved, you're not in this battle. You're in another battle altogether. Your battle is to get saved, amen. And by the way, that's a hard battle too. Because our pride says, I don't need to be saved because I'm a good person. I don't need to be saved because I'm religious. I'm a good person because I go to church. I'm a good person. I don't need to be saved. You have a battle all your own. You don't know the hounds of hell that were on me February 3rd, 1991, when I was getting ready to get saved. They were telling me in my ear, you're a good person. You're saved. You're not like that person. You're not so bad. You go to church. You read your Bible. You talk to God. You talk to the average person. Oh, I'm not so bad. I talk to God. I'm spiritual, as they call it. We're all God's children. No. God's children have been born again. Amen. Hey, you're born once, you die twice. You're born twice, you die once. You don't want to be a part of the last resurrection. So what am I saying here? He says, finally, my brethren, the enlisted soldiers, that's you and that's I. If we have claimed Christ as our Savior, that's you and I. But then notice this. He gives you number two, the energy source. He says, finally, my brethren, as enlisted soldiers, here's your energy source. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He says, now there's an energy source that's available. Remember, there's a strength available. We have all the spiritual strength available for the battle. None of it is ours. By the way, how many of y'all own the electric company? None of us. But guess what? We have energy available. We pay our bill, and guess what we get? The flick of a switch and we get electricity. Guess what? You don't pay your bill, that switch is not going to work. But the energy is available. It's there. The electric company has it, and the electric company will give it to you for a fee. Aren't you glad God doesn't charge you for his energy source? It's free. It's absolutely free. You flick the switch of spirituality and say, Lord, I'm going to humble myself and I'm going to put on the armor of God, and it works. There's an energy source that's available for the soldiers that are enlisted. We are to stand in the Lord. Amen. And we are to stand in his might. The only thing we have to do is to surrender our will to God's will and accept his help. By the way, the arm of flesh will fail you. If you tried it in 2017, it'll fail you. It'll let you down when you try to go to the hoop. It'll let you down when you try to pick up something. How many of y'all tried to pick up something this year and you dropped it? Amen. The armor of flesh will fail you. Your eyes will fail you. How many of y'all tried to see something and you couldn't see it? Amen. Without my glasses, I can't see a thing. You guys are a blur to me without my glasses. My wife and I, we're just opposite. She can't see up close and I can't see far away. Put our eyes together, you got a good pair. Amen. G2 wants glasses. I said, no, you don't. Josh was trying to give his away. Amen. Josh said, I don't want these things. That's a burden to me. Amen. Josh, where are your glasses at? I saw him the other day fumbling. Josh, what are you fumbling for? I can't see that thing over there. Amen. Now you know. Uh-huh. Amen. Hey, what am I saying here? The energy source that's available, he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. But not only the enlisted soldiers, finally, my brethren, the energy source, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Number three, the energized strategy. Notice verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God. By the way, it's not going to work if you only put a piece of it on. No more than our soldiers would going out to put a piece of the armor on. Our brother Ponte is in the military. Many of us have been in the military. When you deploy with your garb, your equipment, amen, guess what? They expect you to put it all on. They don't expect you to go out into the zone with no boots on. They don't expect you to go out there without your Kevlar on. They don't expect you to go out there without your goggles on. They don't expect you to go out there with your chem suit on. Chemical warfare suit, for y'all that don't know what that is. He said, Kim suit, what is that? Amen. It must be a new style. It's a new style, all right, amen. They don't expect you to go out there to fight in your own strength with your own ability. They train you, they equip you, and they cover you to fight, and they give you everything. You don't go in with your ammunition that you bought at Walmart. Amen. You don't go in with the gun that your great-great-grandfather gave you. Although that may be useful. Amen. They issue you everything that you need. Am I right, Brother Ponte? Nothing is yours. They even give you glasses and tell you to wear them. Amen. And don't wear them and see what's going to happen to you. You won't see well at all. Trust me, I tried. and it doesn't work. The Energize strategy. We've all seen the Energizer Bunny. What does he do? He beats that little thing and he goes and goes and goes whilst everybody else is wearing down. What does he do? He's beating that drum. Doom, 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 doom. And he's going and he's going and he's going. What am I saying? Hey, he's the Energizer. He's the Energizer. Energize means to give energy, to make active or to stimulate. Remember, there's a stand available with this Energize strategy. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Go back to the times when you failed and you will see a piece of armor that you didn't have on. Every time you fail, there was something that you didn't have on. Whether it was your loins girded about with truth and you told a lie. Whether it was a righteousness and you didn't live a right life. Whether it was a shield of faith and you didn't believe the word of God. Whether it was the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, you didn't trust what God said. Amen. I don't care what it is. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You didn't witness. It was because you didn't have it ready. Amen. Every failure that we have, we can trace it back to not being dressed spiritually. The Energized strategy, Jesus says, none of this is yours. You're my enlisted soldiers. I've got an energy source for you, but there's an Energized strategy. We all have the spiritual armor available for the battle to stand. Our job is to get spiritually dressed each morning, put on every piece, or we'll be put away in pieces by the devil. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't believe that. Go outside without your armor and see what's going to happen to you. Brother Ponte, we go over there without our information. Go over there without our gun, without our head. Without our head. Without our hat on our head. You go without your head, you're already cooked goose. Amen. If I step out without my Kevlar on my head. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm the enemy, guess what I'm going for? That's gruesome. That's gross. You're the enemy. And if I don't get you, you will get me. And guess what? If you don't have your helmet on, I'm going to get you. If you don't have your shield on, guess what? I'm going to get you. If you don't have your sword, I'm going to get you. If your feet are not covered, I'll shoot you in the foot. Amen. Preacher, you're mean. This is warfare we're talking about. There's no nice guys in warfare. This is your life or my life. Can you imagine if our soldiers were nice guys? Oh, I'm not going to shoot at you. You're a communist. I won't shoot at you. I'm not going to shoot at you. You're from that Muslim country. I won't shoot at you. Oh, okay, I'll throw a paper airplane at you. Here you go. They will riddle you full of bullets and you'll be dead as 2 o'clock in the morning. When we talk about warfare, this is business that God has placed us in and we did volunteer for it. And I said, Lord, sign me up. Say, well, preacher, I didn't know it was going to be this gruesome. It's more gruesome than you ever know. If the veil was pulled back and you could see the spiritual warfare going on for you and for me, you would fall dead. You would fall dead. When you saw the angels fighting for you and fighting for me, and you saw the demons trying to get to you, and the demons trying to get to me. By the way, if you saw the demons trying to get to me when I'm about to preach, you would pray for me harder. You would be on your knees begging and pleading, God, take the demons away. Don't thwart the plan of God. Oh, God, protect the man of God. Don't let him get taken up by things that he doesn't need to get taken up with. You would spend more time in prayer if you saw the attacks that I get before I come up here. It's bad enough to get them from saved people. It's worse when the demons attack. Amen. This is warfare. This is not pretty. Why? People's souls are hanging in the balance. And God wants you to get energized. He wants you to get filled up with the Spirit of God that you can go out and get somebody else and that you can protect this sacred desk. I don't care who's preaching. They need your prayers. I don't care who's teaching in Sunday school. They need your prayers. I don't care who's counting the money. They need your prayers. I don't care who's in the nursery. They need your prayers. The ministry of God takes work, folks. It is not easy business. And Satan would love to take this place down more than any other. What am I saying? The Energized strategy. Our job is to get dressed properly. The moment we find ourselves not dressed properly and spiritually, we need to go back to the spiritual dressing room and get our spiritual armor back on. How many of you ever left the dressing room after trying on some shoes or some slacks or something like that, and you took something off and you didn't put it back on? Where'd you go? You went right back to the dressing room to get what it was that you left. My wife, Faithy, just the other day, went to the store, took off her watch, left it in the store. And guess what? It was gone when she came back. But praise God, Mama called. Faith prayed. She said, "Lord, may they drop dead and stole my watch." And G2 added reason. If they drop dead, you won't get it back. You best rephrase that prayer and say, "Bring it back or else." Amen. If they drop dead, you definitely ain't getting it back. I said, "Honey," I said, "pray that there'll be someone that's touched by the God, and they'll be honest, and they'll turn it back. They'll have Christmas spirit and all this." And they went back there, no watch. And so Faith got home. "Lord, kill him. Strike him dead for taking my watch." I said, now Faith, you got to have some faith now. Let's pray that God will touch somebody's heart. Maybe they walked out with it, they had it in their pocket, said, "You know what, I ought not do that." Pray that God will touch their heart. They'll come back and they'll give that watch. And sure enough, they called yesterday morning. Somebody had returned the watch. But you know what happened when she found out that she had taken something off? She went back. Hey, when we find out that we've taken the armor off and we've laid it down and we've surrendered it to the devil, I got to go back and get it and say, "Oh, I've got to get this armor. I've got to put it back on. It's imperative or I will drop dead oftentimes." Amen. My testimony would be at stake. The moment we find out that the energized strategy of our armor being on is recognized, we need to go back to the energy source as an enlisted soldier and get that which we need. But then verse number 12, notice not just the enlisted soldiers, finally, my brethren, the energy source, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. The energized strategy, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. But then notice the endless struggle, for we wrestle. We wrestle. Wrestle means to grapple or struggle with another until one is forced down. Remember, there's a struggle that's unavoidable. Whenever you get into the wrestling match, It's a struggle that's unavoidable. Just by you stepping in the ring, you know what you're saying? I'm ready to wrestle. Yes, sir. If you go boxing and you step in the boxing ring, you know what you're saying when you step in the boxing rings? I'm ready to box. By the way, don't pick no fight unless you're ready to finish it. Just picking the fight says, "I'm ready to fight." Mama didn't raise no fool. I tried not to pick any fights. I had three sisters. I had no brothers to go back and tell. I had three sisters. And if I got whooped, they was probably going to get whooped. And so I was very careful not to pick any fights because I didn't have anybody that could have my back, as we would say. Pastor White, he had some brothers. They had his back. Serge was the biggest one. His little brothers could go back and say, "I'm going to tell my brother Serge on you." And him being the biggest would come back, "Mess with my little brother." Hey, I didn't have that. Only thing I could say is I'm going to tell my sister. And they would really beat me up just for saying that. You think I'm afraid of a girl? Don't pick a fight unless you... By the way, we wrestle. We have no option. He says, "For we wrestle." There is no option. You can't say, "I'm going back to tell my big brother. I'm going to tell them." But you can say, "I'm telling Jesus." And Jesus has given us the armor. He says, "Put on the whole armor of God." Your energy source, it's there. It's available. I want you to stand, but put on the armor. Why? For we wrestle. It's unavoidable. You cannot stop it. Now, I managed to be in the military 20 years and never got deployed to a battlefield. Now, I got deployed to a lot of supporting agencies down in Vicenza. Had to stay down there for 3 months. But I never had to go to the front lines. I never had to get shot at. I never had to get my chemical warfare on and actually get out there in the battle. Oh, yes, I was always prepared. They take you through these drills. But I never had to get it and get on the plane and get dropped down in the war zone and wrestle. Amen. By the grace of God, it never happened to me. Everybody said, "It's going to happen to you." I said, "I hope it doesn't." I tried to stay in NATO as long as I could. Amen. And guess what? They said, "You've been tasked to go to fight at this battle over here." I thought, "Oh, my soul, where are they going to send me?" Bosnia conflict came in. Bosnia Herzegovina, however you say that. They said, "You need to be deployed to go and support that." And they dropped me in Vicenza, Italy. And they put me in a hotel. And said, "Now that's where you're going to be for the next 3 months." I thought, yes. I called up my wife. I said, honey, can you get to Italy? Clear with Pastor Bennett. She was a secretary. I said, tell him you're going to be gone for 3 months. I got me a hotel. I got no roommate. I got me free breakfast. I got me some cappuccino. I said, let's go. I worked 3 days on and 4 days off, or 4 days off and 3 days on. And we got to see Italy. That's the closest I got to the battle. You say, that wasn't no battle. That ain't even fair. I know it's not. But I saw Rome. I saw Verona. I saw Milano. All that. I mean, I got to see all that stuff. And that was the closest I got to warfare. Another time I had to go to Tent City, and they sent me out there. And it still wasn't that bad, because the tent that they put me in had air conditioning, had showers, didn't have TV. But guess what? I didn't have time to watch TV, because when I wasn't working, I was sleeping. And when I wasn't sleeping, I was eating. And when I wasn't eating, I was back at work. And that was the closest I got. But you know, there are some people in the military that wrestle all the time. My nephew John got out of the Navy because he got deployed over and over and over and over again. He was a medic. And guess what you need in the military? Medics. And he said, as soon as I get back, I get deployed. As soon as I get back, I got deployed. He said, I got tired of that. I got out. He said, Uncle Greg, that's not for me. There are some that get deployed all the time. You and I are wrestling all the time. Every day. Most of our wrestling centers right here. This is Satan's workshop. This is where he attacks you, because you got to think it before you do it. And he attacks most of us right here. He gives you thoughts like, you don't want to do that, do you, Ken? You don't want to give that, Jerry. You can buy something with that. You don't want to sacrifice Mrs. Dawson, because that's going to hurt. G2, you don't want to obey your parents because they don't know what's going on. They're unfair to you. Brother Derek, you don't want to drive all the way from Sal Rita. Their church is close by. Go to another one. Kelly, you don't want to grow in the Lord. That's for other people. You're already spiritual. Don't study your Bible. Tina, don't worry about it. You've got all the faith you need. You don't have to worry about anything else. Brother Aponte, don't worry about it. We will never do anything if you don't pick up that Bible. But if you pick up that Bible, bad things happen to people like that. You know, Serge, if you go in talking about Jesus Christ on that job, we will can you. We will sack you. You'll be fired. Don't you do it. And he begins to whisper. You know what we do? We get scared. If I do that, we wrestle. And Satan knows half of the battle is here. It's right here. He says, for we wrestle. He didn't say, for we may wrestle. He didn't say, you may have to wrestle. He didn't say, there may be an opportunity for you to wrestle. This is ongoing. For we wrestle. The equivalent would be, for we live. We're constantly living. We're constantly breathing. Our heart is constantly pumping. For we live. For we wrestle. It's ongoing, he lets us know. Hey, this is a conflict that's unavoidable. This is a conflict that you're in. This is a conflict that you may not want to be involved in, but nonetheless, it's a conflict that you're involved with. The endless struggle, for we wrestle. But then he says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We all have a spiritual struggle that's unavoidable daily. We're not wrestling against one another, although we find ourselves doing so from time to time. The real enemies are unseen, number one, unfriendly, number two, ungodly, number three, and sly and subtle, number four and five. They're unseen, they're ungodly, they're unfriendly, and they're sly and they're subtle, and they will attack your mind first and foremost. That's why he says, have on the helmet of salvation. You know what that means? Act like you're saved. Amen. We all have this spiritual struggle that's unavoidable daily. And although we're wrestling, the enemy tricks us into believing that our way is God's way. And our way is the right way. When in result, the way that we have is a wrong way. They trick us into believing that someone that we can see is our enemy. By the way, you may have some people that are not friendly to you. You may have some people that don't like you a whole lot. You may have some people that mean to do you hurt. But can I submit to you that at the end of the day, the real enemy is Satan and not that person? Satan has put them up to that. And when you harbor ill feelings or bitterness against them, Satan says, I got you. You got the wrong enemy. You don't realize it's me. You got the wrong enemy. He says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is not an enemy that you can see. This is not someone that you know. This is an unseen army of evil wickedness. They're unseen, unfriendly, ungodly, in a sly and subtle way, tricking you into believing that which is not there. Proverbs 14:12 and 16:25 say it best. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The endless struggle, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. All of this rank structure, all this delegated authority, all these world rulers and supernatural powers, all this depravity is dispatched by the devil against you and against me. And so Paul says, wait a minute. Remember, you're an enlisted soldier. Wait a minute, there's an energy source. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Wait a minute, there's an energized strategy. Put on the whole armor of God. You can stand against the wiles of the devil, his tricks, his schemes, his tactics. He said, wait a minute, there's an endless struggle. We wrestle, but it's not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities. It's organized evil. It's against powers. It's against rulers of the darkness of this world. It's spiritual wickedness in high place. But in number five, he says this. There is an endurable stand. There's an endurable stand. The word endurable means to be bearable, to be supportable, to be sustainable, or to be tolerable. There's an endurable stand. He says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to, notice that, withstand. You can endure this in the evil day. What am I saying here? Remember, there's a stand that's attainable. There's an endurable stand that's attainable. We all have the attainability of a godly stand for Jesus Christ. Just the mere reiteration by the word of God shows you the reality of this. Notice verse number 11. What does he say? Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. What does he reiterate down in verse number 13? Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. The phrase is the same. Whole armor of God. Whole armor of God. Whole armor of God. What's the connotation in verse 11? To be able to stand. What's the connotation in verse number 13? That I can withstand in the evil day. What are we talking about here? There's an endurable stand. By the way, you cannot see the enemy, but you can defeat him with armor that you can't even see. By the way, if you're fighting a devil that you can't see, you need a God to fight for you whom you can't see as well. Because God can see him, but you can't see him. And you can't see God either. But God sees the devil and he can fight against him. And you can defend yourself with the power of God. Joshua got these boxing gloves for Christmas. They're about that huge. One hand fits about like this. And the other hand goes about like that. And so you can box somebody with these things. So Brother Duffy, I could actually hit you from back here just by going like that. Toop, toop, and I could box you. That's not what you and I have. Because guess what? I can poke that with a pin. And guess what? You know what you're left with? This. And guess what this can do? Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. But you know what? When you've got the armor of God, it can do a whole lot. There's a reiteration here. He lets you know, hey, wait a minute. I want you to recognize there's a stand that's attainable. You don't have to be a casualty of war. You don't have to get taken in this stand. There's an ability that you have. There's some attainability that you have. Standing in this battle totally and successfully is attainable for you by the hand of God and his grace. Amen. It all boils down to you and I putting it on. Then lastly, verse 14, the enabling statement that we have, the enabling statement, the enabling armor is listed piece by piece. He says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. What does the word enabling mean? The word enabling means to make someone able to do something or to be something. You know what God wants you and I to be? Successful Christians. You know what God wants us to do? Stand for Jesus. It means to make something possible, practical, or easy. By the way, you and I, our stand is practical. It's easy if we put on the armor of God. The hardest battle that you and I have is getting over the pride to say that I need God's armor and my wisdom and my worldly wisdom is not good enough. We think we actually know better. Amen. My way is better. My way of raising my kids is better. My way of treating people at my job is better. My way of treating my wife is better. My way of treating my husband is better. My way of submitting to my parents is better. My way is better than my professors. My way is better than my bosses. My way is better. The hardest thing that we have is recognizing that our way is not good. At our best, we'll make a mess. But there's an enabling statement here. He says, stand therefore. In other words, God wants us to be successful Christians for the glory of God in this spiritual warfare. Nothing is left to chance. We have everything available to win the battle for the souls of men, women, boys, and girls, and safeguard our testimony for Jesus Christ if we would just get suited up in the armor that's ready for this battle. By the way, this armor is ready for every day for every person that's born again. There's not a day that you don't need it. Preacher, I'm going into a new year. I don't think I need it. You need it more than ever. Why? Because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's going to say something to you. Pastor White was preaching a couple weeks ago and said that someone at his job said some unthinkable things to him that no one even said to him as a lost heathen. How do you know someone's not going to say that to you? And what are you going to do? Are you going to punch him in the nose? That's real godly. Are you going to call them another name? That's real spiritual. Are you going to kick him in the kneecap? Oh, that's real becoming to a Christian. Are you going to slander their name? Well, that's real smart. None of that is godly. If you don't have the armor of God on, you don't know how you're going to respond to those people. You really don't. But I can tell you how you will respond if you don't have it on, fleshly. And you'll give them a piece of your mind, and you don't have much to give away. Neither do I. Yeah. Well, I'll give them a piece of my mind. No, you want to keep the pieces that you have. You might need them someday. Amen. Hey, what am I saying here? Folks, as we turn this page from 2017 to 2018, as we take these banners down, be able to stand, be able to withstand. Having done all to stand, stand therefore. As we take this down, the battle is not going to go away. As we take these down, the battle is still going to rage. As we take this down, we're still going to wrestle. As we take this down, the enemies will still be spiritual. They will still not be flesh and blood. They will still be a spiritual wickedness in high places until Jesus comes. It's still going to be a battle. And we're going to be players in it. We're going to be in this warfare. And if we don't have our armor on, guess what? We're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. Let's stay suited up. Go in your Bibles once again. I want you to read these verses with me for the last time. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse number 10. Read with me. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. The rest of the armor is listed in verses 15, 16, 17, and 18. And that is the armor that Paul is referring to that you and I need to be dressed in. Our loins, our breastplate, our shield, our sword, our prayers, every little bit of it, we need to stand. What is Paul saying? The enlisted soldiers, finally, my brethren, the energy source, be strong in the Lord The energized strategy, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The endless struggle, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The endurable stand. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, and then the enabling statement, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. I don't know about you, but I want to go into 2018 fully covered, fully clothed, fully armored. I need it in my home. I need it in my preaching. I need it in my relationships. I need it wherever I go. And so do you. Let's all make a decision to say, Lord, I'm going to have this armor on all year long. And when I recognize it's fallen off, I'm going to go right back and get it on. I'm going to retrace my steps just like Faith did to find that watch. I'm going to retrace my steps and find out where I lost it, get it back on, and get right with God and do what I know I need to do. Why? It's easy to come off. The greatest battlefield is right here, our mind. Paul said, being renewed in your mind, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the way, this mind needs to be renewed every day. We don't know all of the things of God that we need to know, and so it's got to be renewed daily, continually. I've got to keep putting God's word in. Why? My ways keep coming back. I don't know about you, but I've got resurrection power. I can bring the old man's thinking back just like that. I lived with him for 27 years. And so it's easy for his thinking to come back. It's good. It's easy for his reasoning to come back. I need the thinking and the reasoning of Christ so that I can have a clean testimony so that others can get saved. By the way, I give you the two main reasons why this spiritual armor is given. Number one, that I can have a clean testimony before men. And number two, that I can witness to those same men. That is why this armor is given. That I can have a clean testimony so that I can witness to men. Why? They need to see Christ. They don't need to see Pastor Dawson. They need to see Jesus Christ in me and in you. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, and we're looking around. Just for a moment, assess 2017. How did you do with your armor? Did you have it on continuously and constantly? And when you found yourself not having it on, did you go back and get it on? I trust that you did. Father, bless now these next moments of invitation that we have. Lord, I do know that there's a real enemy. His name is the devil. He has real weaponry by his demons, high and low. And there's a hierarchy of demonic evil against me and against every child of God. And Lord, if we're not clothed properly, we'll not be successful. Lord, help us as we close 2017 and we look at 2018 to, Lord, just make a covenant with you. Make a vow with you that we'll stay clothed. We'll stay dressed. And we recognize that we're not. We'll humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and confess our sins and get clothed again with that peace that we left off. This warfare that we're in, Lord, we know we cannot see the enemy, but the enemy can definitely see us. And although we can't see the enemy, we see the effects of that enemy. Lord, help us to do what you have called us to do, and that's fight not against one another, but fight the forces of evil with the power of God. Help us as we go into 2018 to fully give ourselves over to you. As we're in this wrestling match, Lord, help us to have the proper armor so that we can wrestle properly. And the proper way is with the shield of faith and with the sword of the Spirit, and praying with all prayer and supplications, living a right life with a precious breastplate of righteousness, living a truthful life, our loins girded about with truth, walking daily with our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Help us, Lord, to walk that way in Jesus' name. Amen. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, and looking around just for a moment. Let's all stand to our feet. Maybe God spoke into your heart. Maybe you need to come and say, Lord, you know, 2017 is at a close. And although I've not done what I wanted to do exactly, I thank God that I've not done everything that the flesh wanted to do, but I've done more of what the Spirit wanted. And Lord, help me to do more by the Spirit. Maybe you need to come. Heads bowed, eyes are closed as the music plays. Maybe you need to come and pray for someone else. Maybe a son, maybe a daughter that you know they need to have the armor on, that they can stand against the wiles of the devil. Or maybe a husband, or maybe a wife. Maybe you need to see God's face and say, Lord, help my husband, help my wife. Help my boss, help my coworkers. Help my neighbors. Lord, help me to stay fully clothed, fully armored, fully ready for this battle. So I can reach my neighbor, so I can reach my boss, so I can reach my son, so I can reach my daughter. So I can reach the person next door, the person at Walmart, the person in the grocery store, a relative or a friend. Lord, help me as I close out this year to stay fully clothed. Our God has told us to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Would you stand for Jesus? Would you stand knowing that we are wrestling? Would you stand knowing that the battle will rage? Would you stand? And as you stand, the Bible says stand, having your loins girded about with truth. Stand with a breastplate of righteousness. Stand with your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Stand taking the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Stand with the helmet of salvation. Stand with the word of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Stand with prayers. All prayers and supplications. Praying in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying that other Christians would be able to stand as well. And that you'd be able to stand as well. And that you would not give place to the devil. And that you would not become a casualty of war in 2018. Many have fallen in 2017. Thank God that you've not been one of them. Thank God for a sustaining grace this year for you. Thank God that He's enabled you to make it through. Thank God that when others fell out, you didn't fall out. You fell on your knees and prayed, God, give me strength. You may have lost a job. You may have lost a friend. You may have lost a loved one. You may have lost a vehicle. You may have lost a house. You may have lost a son or a daughter. You may have lost someone close to you. But you didn't lose your God. You didn't lose your faith. You didn't lose your armor. We can lose a whole lot of things. The armor is one thing that we can't lose because it's by the grace of God that He's given it to us. And the way we can be rid of it is to forfeit it. But then we give place to the devil. Pray, God, make me strong. Keep me clothed. Lord, keep me fully suited in the armor of God. My flesh will fail me. Finally, my brethren, Lord, you're talking to me. Be strong in the Lord. You've got my energy source. God, work. Work in my life. Work in my heart. Keep me strong. Keep me safe. Lord, I don't know what 2018 is going to hold. But I do know. I'll hold on to the armor. Don't know what's going to happen. But I want to stay steadfast. Don't know what's going to happen. But I know God is able to keep me from falling. Don't know what's going to happen. But I know the armor will always be good. How about it? Are you here today? You need Jesus Christ. You need to be saved. Let us take a Bible and show you how you can be saved. Would you come? Maybe you say, preacher, I'm saved. I need to be baptized. Would you come? Let us show you what the Bible says about baptism. They that gladly received this word were baptized. Maybe you need to join the church this morning. Would you come? Let us tell you what it takes to join the Shining Light Baptist Church. Say, preacher, I'm saved. I'm scripturally baptized. I want to join this church. Would you come? Christian, maybe God is burning your heart to be more faithful in your tithing this year. Maybe in your loving this year, your forgiving this year, your standing this year, your soul winning this year, your parenting this year, your studying this year, whatever it is. Say, Lord, make me more like Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for your goodness. Lord, thank you for holding us up this year with the armor of God. And our theme all year has been to stand. And although many around us have fallen, Lord, you've enabled us to stand. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for adding to the church daily such as should be saved. Thank you for those that have surrendered to ministry. Thank you for those that have given faithfully this year. Thank you for those that have surrendered and, Lord, sacrificed for the ministry this year. And thank you, Lord, just for your grace that has been so sufficient for us. And, Lord, the battle scars are in our lives from 2017. The wounds are there. But I'm so thankful that, as the Apostle Paul said, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. The wounds of life are there. The marks of life are there. But the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ are so much more prominent. And Lord, help us to bear the marks of Jesus Christ in our lives. We might sense your leading in our lives. We don't know what 2018 will hold. We don't know what will happen. We don't know who will come and we don't know who will go. But we do know this, Lord, that you're sovereign and that your will is best and that your armor is sufficient to take us into this year and beyond until you tarry your coming and come take us to glory. Dismiss us with your blessings, Lord. Bless the next couple of days that we have off. Help us to reflect on what has happened and then look forward to what you will do with a surrendered life. And thank you, Lord, for bringing us thus far by faith. And we'll thank you once again for that tremendous armor that we've talked about all year that's totally sufficient as we embark upon 2018 and the theme ahead in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor, why have you...